as you can go.
Wow, yeah.
Way
I used
up
to go to... Yeah.
Good
Where
morning.
Did you
Welcome
used to
call?
Go to?
Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Teddy, Central Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. This is Yvonne from Boise.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Another line came in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Malaya, Missoula, Montana.
Hello, Malaya. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Joel from Chicago.
Hello. Welcome to the call, Joel. More people came in. Welcome, everybody. If you want to do so, please say your location.
This is Lucy from Florida.
Hello from Florida. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Ruth from Minnesota.
Hello from Minnesota. Welcome to the call.
Ron from Colorado.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Mac from Utah.
Hi, it's Karen.
Hello,
from
Matt.
Houston.
Welcome to the call.
Hello, it's Karen from Houston.
Hello, Karen. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And Nancy in Michigan.
Good morning, Nancy. Welcome to the call. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Greg from Fort Worth.
Hello, Greg. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning. Edward from Alberta.
Hello from Alberta, sir. Welcome to the
Gary
call.
Gary from Utah.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the call.
Edward
from Illinois. From Illinois. Welcome to the call, sir.
Also,
welcome to the call. Thank you all for being here. I think that we are, in the meantime, live on BBS Radio. And I hear some echoes. I'm going to mute a few lines. Keep the sound clear.
Yeah. Let me turn off the fan.
And we had a bunch of people come in a short time period. If you haven't done so, if you want to, please say your name and location if we missed you.
Sorry.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Stephanie Casimir, Washington.
Hello, Stephanie. Good morning and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning to the new callers. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Bob in Maryland.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the call.
Say again.
Good morning and good afternoon, actually, when you're from Maryland. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Please say your name and location.
Eric and Phoenix.
Hello, Eric. Thank you for being here.
Hi, this is Helma from Oakwood Towns in Washington.
Hello, Helma. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Cindy in Virginia.
Hello, Cindy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the call.
I'm Richard from the UK.
From the UK. What's your name from the UK?
Richard.
Hello, Richard. Welcome back.
Thank you, huh?
Welcome, everybody. And if you can do so, please say your name and location.
Phil, New Orleans.
Hello, Phil. Good afternoon.
Hi,
and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Good morning, hi. This is Gary in Los Angeles.
Hi, Gary. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear
All
your
right.
voice today.
Thanks
Good morning,
for being
everyone.
Here, Good morning, everybody, and welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi there. It's Jenny from Ontario.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
You're fantastic. And how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
Dan from San Diego.
Hello, Dan from San Diego. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Ray from Nevada.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, everybody, and if you can do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Katie in Atlanta.
Hello, Katie.
Hey, hi.
Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, hear you.
All right. And more people have joined in. Please say your name and location.
Hey,
morning,
it's Don in Superior, Wisconsin.
I hear Don from Superior. Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And I heard another lady. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Anna from Alabama.
Anna from Alabama. Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, usted.
Excelente, gracias.
Julia from Clearwater.
Hello, Julia. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. If you have a chance, please say your name and location. Good morning and welcome, everybody. This is a great healing call. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan from California.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Atlanta.
Who's it from Atlanta?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you can hear the billboard or the radio in the background.
Yes, I do too. I'm going to mute some lines. Good morning, and welcome to the
area.
Call.
Good morning.
Muted.
Good morning, everybody. Here is Mr. Winfrey with a Sunday Great Healing Call. Win, the mic to you.
Muted.
Win, I cannot hear you.
Yes, I do too. I'm going to mute some lines.
Here I am.
All right.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome, everyone, on listening on BBS Radio. My name is Winfrey, and this is our Sunday morning. We call it a grid healing. And
you still have the recorder off, Win?
Yeah, I'm not really starting yet.
Okay.
I'm going to let some people check in for another few minutes, and then we're going to start. So let me see if I can figure out how to unmute everybody.
You want me to do that? I have the console open here.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, especially those who just joined in. Welcome to the grid.
Good morning.
Please say your name and location.
Mel from England.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Heiss. How are you?
Good. I'm marvelous.
Marvelous. Brilliant.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning to you, but it's evening for me. This is Karen, and I'm in London.
Who is that? Is it in London?
No, Uganda, which is Karen.
Oh, is it Carolyn? All right. You're kind of... Okay, I hear you now. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm very excited about tonight's good hearing. I love it.
Thanks for being here. For those who just joined in, welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, Alice. Howdy
from Orlando.
And Dorian, Santa Barbara.
From Orlando, I heard somebody. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hello, this is Mike from Nebraska.
Hello, Mike from Nebraska.
Hi, from Mesa.
Who's that from Mesa?
Susan.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Kathy from Sacramento.
I heard Paul, and I heard from somebody from Sacramento.
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Paul and Dorian,
in Santa Barbara. Oh, beautiful. Thanks for being here.
Hi, in San Jose.
Who is this from San Jose?
Honey.
Welcome to the call.
Rosalie from Huntsville.
Hello, Rosalie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is DJ Mac Boogaloo from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi, Mike. Mac, how are you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you. This is Pablo from Trinidad.
From Trinidad?
Yeah, Pablo from Trinidad.
Pablo. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hola. Buenos días.
Buenos días, igualmente, señor.
All right.
Good morning, hi.
Good morning, Gary. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Jane.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the call.
This is Shane.
Hello, Shane.
Hey, hello.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Patty in Houston.
Hello, Patty from Houston. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Donna from Kingman.
Hi.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, who's that
from Florida?
Rita from California.
From California and Connecticut. Welcome, everybody.
Chris from Anchorage.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
100 mile an hour winds here.
All right. Wow. Stay inside. That's my advice.
Hot Duncan from California.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Go over like you used to.
Good morning and welcome to the call.
Ann Davey from Indianola, Iowa.
Hi, Ann. Good morning and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Saga.
Good morning and welcome.
Welcome to the call. Hi.
Hello, Lisa. Another one from California. Welcome to the call.
So Jefferson from Mount Lake Terrace, Washington.
Good morning, sir, from Washington.
This conference is being recorded.
Hi, this is Captain Nashville.
Hello, and good morning, and welcome to the call.
Muted.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. We just muted you all. And this is Wynn in Sedona. Am I loud today, Hayes? Can you hear me?
You're perfect. Thank you.
I'm perfect. Good. Okay. Let me...
Unmuted.
Recorded.
Muted.
Okay. This is what we call our Sunday morning grid healing, and it started out as an experiment. I should say the date before I continue. This is September 16th, 2012, on planet Earth, and I thought I got rid of those things. Hang on just a second. We are getting better and better at this.
All right.
And this is an experiment. Started out as an experiment. And I said, let's see.
I got it, Vin.
There we go. I muted me. Okay. Let me just get rid of all those tones that are coming in. One second.
Unmuted. Muted.
Okay. One second.
There we go.
Okay, we got rid of our tones. And again, this is September 16th, 2012. And, you know, as you, most of you know, this all started with voices talking to me through two women, Daphne and Terry, who said they created the physical universe. And it all started out with me asking them questions, trying to figure out who they were, how they operated. And, you know, when you say the source that created the physical universe, historically, that would have been thought of as God. But when I questioned them, they really said that it wasn't their preference to be recognized as God. They were like us in the sense that they were conscious, they were aware, except they were energies, they weren't bodies, and that the universe was kind of created as like an exercise in creating persistence. And it kind of got screwed up because they extended free will into the universe, and free will caused certain beings that were in here to operate in the negative or service to self, which caused control, caused slavery, and many of you are aware of some of the effects of that. Some of you know about the occult secret societies, all part of that. And the positive sources want to help, but it's really hard for them to help. And it's hard for them to be known in this realm. Actually known. And one of the problems with channeling is both the negative and the positive can use channeling. So one of the ways this realm has gotten screwed up is through sources that would be negative, that would have agendas, that would want control, interspersing into positive channelings of what we could say might be the good guys. And so even when somebody comes that is a good representative of the good guys, in their track, the negative will start channeling to people. And now this, you never know this historically. I happen to know it for sure, without a doubt. But it happens in almost every case. The negative will start talking to people, and they will mimic the positive. In other words, if a voice comes through Terry today, or Daphne, and they say they're the Elohim, how do you know it's the same Elohim that was there last week or the week before? So when you build that into the possibilities that it's so easy to be fooled by channelings, and even in the work I've done, there have been times when I felt the potential that a negative source came through. That's why I always say to use your scrutiny. But on this Sunday call, there's an amazing thing that happens. If you hang in there, it's a long call, but there's an experience that many people can feel on the call of this beautiful, loving energy descending into your space and this feeling of expansion. Now, this is something that I just experimented with, and at the first time I felt it, I said, can this be real? That energy that was descending into the space, and it first happened at a live talk I gave in 2004, and the people in the room could feel it, and they walked out, and Terry was selling books, and they were saying, God, I could see auras, I could feel light. That must be what people are talking about. Well, on this call, some of you are going to feel it right in your room, right where you are now. And if you want to feel it, you have to be focused, relaxed, not a lot of distraction. If you've got kids screaming in the background, you may not feel it. Another thing is you have to want to feel it, and they don't violate your free will. So you have to listen to these calls to decide that it's trustworthy, that whoever this energy that's coming in, this space that's coming in, has no agendas, doesn't want to manipulate you, doesn't want anything from you. It's not creating fear. It's not creating strings. It's a free gift of energy from the higher realms. And you have to listen to us long enough in order to trust it. Otherwise, you should be an observer and check it out in the background till you come to that conclusion. And if you do feel the energies and you do like that, that experience is not limited to this call. That can be part of your life, but it's something that's new. It's like learning something, learning how to feel something that you weren't accustomed to feeling normally, learning how to be expanded. And that, they say they're with us 24/7. And most of the time, most humans are too contracted to feel that energy. Now, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means you're human. It's part of the nature of this realm to be contracted. Why are you contracted? I would say there's probably a couple reasons why people are contracted. First of all, there's a lot of built-in things in this realm that automatically contract you. The newspapers, the TV. We're inundated with media, and media has a built-in energy that's contracted in most cases. That doesn't mean every single show is that way, but in most cases it is. And what happens is we go to work, we come home, we turn on the TV, we read the newspaper, we're constantly taking in contracted energy. And it's not even about what the news is about. It is the energy of it. There is the way schools work. Everything is designed in this realm to contract you. Why is that? It's because when you're contracted, you're easier to control. And if there's forces that want to control you, they have a agenda to keep everyone contracted. Because if you're contracted, if you're in fear, if you're worried about survival, if whatever, then you contract. And the problem is, we all want to have great things happen to us in our life, and we're trying to do it out of a space of contraction. When you can get over that, when you can get beyond being contracted, suddenly you put another energy out in your life and new possibilities come. And so one of my goals is to create an environment on our calls that help everyone uncontract. And you can't be impatient. Sometimes you'll get that experience on a call, and then invariably you'll go back to an old pattern. So it's an ongoing process. And as they've said over and over again, it's great to read our materials, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, The Creator God Book. And if you read it once, you can read it again. There's a lot of depth in those books. And as you read the words of these sources, then their energy is kind of coded into their words. And as you read them, not only does your mind start grasping a bigger picture of how things work, but your energy starts this process of uncontraction. So one of the keys is to be patient with yourself, to not expect too much. Understand that everyone has had many, many, many lifetimes in this contracted state. And if I'm correct, you've come across something that can help uncontract you, but your own patterns of contraction are still going to be existing. And this doesn't happen in your mind. It's not like your mind can have a new belief and everything changes. It's far more subtle than that. And if you keep coming into the calls, you'll start to experience it. And, I mean, even myself, I certainly have been contracted most of my life. And this is something which I have amazed myself and even the people around me that have been working with this, who have started to change their patterns. And so be patient. And as you know, we did something different this week. And I sent out a little form where people filled out what they put in the light. And what I'm going to do after the call is I'm going to send all those things that people put in the light to everyone. And we're going to cover a little bit on the call, but I can see that there is no way we can cover everything. But you might go through that list and look at it and just send loving energy to each person that made a request. Now, this is not magic. This is not like you ask for something and it happens. It does for some people. It happens often for people, but it's part of the deal is you have to ask, you have to get in that moment of uncontraction. And in the moment of uncontraction is the time when you have access to the parts of the higher parts of yourself that can start attracting things into your life and even healings that couldn't happen when you're operating out of a contracted space. So sometimes you have to be patient. When we've asked questions about healings, they've said that people have certain patterns that have pulled their dysfunction, their health issue into them, and that if they did something to shift that, it would come back because the person hasn't shifted their pattern. So finding your pattern that has made you sick. Sometimes the pattern is just unworthiness, undeservingness. And that's really a prevalent pattern amongst a lot of people. Now, I will tell you, every thought of unworthiness that you have is a lie. It's not true. Usually it's something that's been indoctrinated into you over many lifetimes. Again, if there's beings that want to control you, one of the easiest ways to control people is to make them feel unworthy. So there's a vested interest in the negative to make you feel unworthy, and you're not. It's just implanted in you. And, of course, another pattern people have is related to what sometimes is called karma, i.e., you've done things in past lifetimes which are still in your space and cause you to feel guilty this lifetime. And guilt is an incredible contraction mechanism. Now, how do you fix guilt? You have to forgive yourself. And you have to just not do that same pattern anymore. And once you truly forgive yourself, there's a huge release that comes, and you're in an expanded space again. So what we're going to do right now is, we have everyone's jot form that they sent. And I thought that for the verbal part of putting things in the light, I would like to ask those of you who are in other countries to come forth and put something planetary into the light, even if it's just one of the things that's happening on this call, that I believe is happening, because there's a lot of stuff that happens that's invisible and that you can't prove it scientifically. So I believe that on this Sunday call, we are, many of us, expanding our spaces far bigger than our bodies. You're going to see how that works. We're going through the top of our heads, and we'll do that in an exercise in just a moment, and we're connecting with each other. Our energies are connecting. You could imagine it as that there's this energy that's going to be around your body, and our sources are going to be in that energy, and that our energies are expanding and touching the energies of each other. And so when we do that, we're creating an overarching energy field that is above what we could say the energies of the negative. And so we start reprogramming the collective. Now, we're just a small group. We probably need 10 million people on this call. And I'd like to say that that's possible, that the fact that we're doing this now, for years I thought this was impossible. And the fact that we have a few hundred people listening to us right now is miraculous, because we've been doing these calls for quite some time. Probably our Sunday call started in 2007 or something. And for the longest time, we had 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, and it just seemed like that was the way it was going to be. And then suddenly, I guess we had about 30 or 40 people on our Sunday call about 2 months ago, and suddenly we were on George Norrie. Now we have hundreds of people listening, and I know many of you are getting great benefit from tuning into our calls. I read your emails. I haven't responded to everybody because it's just been so overwhelming, but I do read all the emails, and I thank you so much. And I thank everybody who's been sending little donations, even $2, $3. It's not just the amount of money. It's not, of course, it's great if somebody sends us $100 or $1,000, because we can reach more people with more money, for sure. But I am touched when somebody sends a dollar or $2. It really touches me, because I know that person is tight financially, and it's like they put it there. I could feel their heart energy in the gift, and it makes me feel very blessed. And I want that blessing to go back to you, and thank you. So I'd like to have people in foreign countries put things in the light, and maybe one person in this country. And I'd like you to just put one thing in the light, even you, Carol, and nothing political. I got in big trouble because Carol put Obama in the light last week, and we are not political. So the way to do it is to put the principle in the light, not the specifics. In other words, I send the light to the leader of the United States, whoever it's going to be, for the highest good that they can operate in service to others and compassion, rather than saying, I send the light for Obama to Obama for his reelection. And thank you for all. I usually catch those things, but I missed it last week. And Carol said that, and she's, of course, welcome to her belief that she thinks Obama's going to be the best choice, and she might be right. I don't know. But some of you think Romney's the best choice, and this is not a political forum on this call. This is an act of bringing light in and unconditionally without prejudice. So do we have anyone in England? Let me just see. Wait just a second. Let me me a second. We're still on.
Okay, Vin, I know we have Richard in the UK. And
Mel.
Marvelous Mel is here. And also, like you said, Carolyn in Uganda. And
yeah.
We have also Pablo in Trinidad.
Okay.
Those are the ones I know of.
So anyone in any one of those countries, do star six and talk and say hello, and we should hear you.
Hi, Wayne, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Now, you are in England, yes?
That is correct, yes.
Is it foggy there?
Is it foggy? Oh, it's quite cold here and raining.
Okay.
No...
have you been on our call before?
I have, yes.
Okay, so you know what to do. Oh, we're honored to have you, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. I'd like to put into light all beings who know who they are, all beings who know who they are in this dimension, all beings in the third dimension who know who they are. It's not as bad as it seems. That's it, Wayne, yes.
Thank you. And do we have anyone else in any other country? Star six. Hello. Don't be bashful.
I'm not in another country. I'm in the United States.
I'm calling from Paris.
We have someone in Paris. What is your name? What is
it's
your
Charlotte.
Name?
Charlotte. This is my third or fourth week, I think.
Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. All right.
Hi. Thanks. I'd like to put in the light all the mothers who have decided that they want to breastfeed, to have the courage to look further than what people are telling them and have the courage to breastfeed in public and the courage to react and put it on Facebook and everywhere when people harass them in their most vulnerable time of their lives all over the world. Of course, this doesn't apply to Africa and South America because apparently they breastfeed all the time, all over the place, and they carry machetes too, so I'm sure nobody would bother them.
Now, Charlotte, should we put lecherous men in the light?
Lecherous men are obviously still confused about the difference between sexuality and biology. So,
okay.
They can do whatever they want to do, but I want courage, all the breastfeeding mothers to have courage. And if when people back up against them, that they look for the support and the information they need to keep on going with it.
Great. And as we listen to Charlotte, think of every time somebody says something on this line, we are all recreating the energy fields right at this moment, not in the future, now. So as Charlotte's speaking and you feel the connection, your energy, our energy, is going from where we are to France. And thank you, Charlotte. Do we have someone else there? Oh, we have coughing babies.
Yeah, you.
Wait a second.
I'm in the States.
Now, who is that?
Allie in Orlando.
Okay, well, we'll have. Now, is this a planetary request?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead then.
My wish is for everyone in countries affected by false flag attacks such as Libya, all the embassies, that they hold the light and that they can be protected, because we're seeing a lot of things right now that we know are false flags, but people are still getting hurt and killed.
Thank you. And what's your name? Wait a second. Say it again.
I'm sorry, Allie.
Allie, okay. I wasn't you. There's extraneous noises on the line. All right. Anyone else in another country?
Hi, it's Mel.
This is Carolyn, and I'm in Uganda. Can you hear me?
Now, Carolyn,
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and you got the most important thing to put in the light this week, okay?
Love light for all the... for healing the corruption from all the governments. It's really terrible, but almost every country in Africa has a terribly corrupt government, and that means corrupt government, corrupt police, corrupt post office, corrupt hospitals, everything. And so Love Light for healing the corruption in all governments and banks and police departments and everything.
Okay.
And that's everywhere.
Now, you know what, Carolyn, I'm going to rephrase that into a positive.
Please do.
And I would say, I just want to point this out, we ask for those people in power positions all through Africa and all through the world that they tune into the quality of compassion and exhibit it in their work.
Okay.
So you
yes,
see,
thank you.
That's not being against something. It's being for something. Do you follow? It's like when you focus
yes.
on being against, you're polarizing and it actually gives it energy. So we're going to be for the quality of compassion for the highest good for those people that are open to tuning into it. Thank you. And I heard
thank
Mel
you.
In it. Did I hear Mel in England on there?
You did win, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to put into the light the all change givers and light workers throughout the world that they raise their energy and they get the courage to actually speak their truth and to do the good that they're here to do. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just wanted to suggest to all of you that if you like the work we're doing, the best way to share it is send somebody to my homepage and have them watch the video. Don't try to talk too much about it because they'll think you're nuts. But have them watch the video that's on intelligent-infinity.com. And then that's a really powerful video, and it's not, it talks about real events that happened. And if they're curious, they'll go further. And if they're not, they won't. But at least gives them the opportunity. And it's worked for many, many people. So you might try it. Just send people an email and say, you know, this guy's work has really touched me, and I wanted you to look at his video. And then that's it, period. You know, you don't have to overly zealously sell it, because then you get into arguments with people about whatever. So do we have someone else in another country? Do we have Daphne on the line? Are you on the line, Daphne? Star 6, if you are.
Hello, Gordon. I'm on the line.
Who is that?
Hi, this is Gordon in Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, okay. Great, Gordon.
I would just like to put into the light that each individual would have some small experience that draws their attention closer to the truth of us all being one. So
mm-hmm.
each individual on the planet, everywhere, with some time within the next day to have a small experience that drew them closer to this realization. I think that would be fabulous.
Thank you so much. And that's beautiful. And the more of us that are in this experience, the more potential for it to expand. It could expand like wildfire. So each of you is part of building a new energy in the collective that can change the planet. There's that potential. Thank you so much. And do we have someone else? You don't have to be really articulate. Just speak from your heart. Don't censor your words. How about Lisa in San Francisco? Star 6, Lisa. Okay.
We have Donna in Colorado.
Donna, go ahead, Donna.
I have a son that was shot at Columbine and survived, and he's being held in a mental place, being drugged because he was a whistleblower. I want everybody to agree with me that he will be home, healthy, and well, that God will send the workers to help me get him out of the system.
All right. Okay. Now,
this is Malay.
Who is that? I heard the name Elena, and then I was muting everybody just at that moment. Did I hear Malena? Star 6 again. Okay, I guess we've lost you. All right. Now, Daphne is, like, taking a little bit of rest. She was doing a huge, stint of bringing messages in. And it affects her in a different way than it affects Terry. And she has to withdraw sometimes because she gets really, really depleted. So I would like to send Daphne our love and light and our gratitude for being such an important person on this planet and being the catalyst that has really caused all this to happen. And on that note, we're going to go into the personal healing session, and then I'm going to go through this amazing list of things, and we have to finish by noon because we're on BBS radio and that's when our time is over. And we're just going to go really fast through all these people that are putting their situations in the light. Then Terry is going to bring through a message. Then we're going to do a planetary healing, and then we'll be finished. So many people have emailed me that this next part of the call is one of their most favorite because it helps actually tune you in to the frequencies of the higher dimensions. And this was something that I tried one time, and I said, geez, I hope people don't think I'm nuts to do this. And I didn't know it would work. It was an experiment. And yet I could feel the energy. And then I got emails from people that said, that was amazing. So this has been going on. We've been doing this guided visualization for quite some time. And even though it's essentially the same words, essentially, there's something that happens experientially while this happens, while I say this. So I want you to be as relaxed as you can be. You can be laying in bed. You can be sitting in a chair. You can be sitting under a tree. And if you can, take off your shoes and put your feet flat on the ground. And if you're in bed, crack your knees so your feet are flat on your mattress. And there is this theory that the entire universe is made of one energy. And the Ra group calls it the law of one, that ultimately you and I are the same energy. You and I and the planet are the same energy. You and I and the Elohim are the same energy. It's just that we're all positioned in different places on the hologram, and there's this predisposition on planet Earth that people feel separated. They lose the experience of knowing by direct experience that they're part of each other. Now, in the higher realms, the Elohim, for example, and the Ra group are group souls. But they have the experience that even though they're many, many individuated energy forms, they know they're part of each other. So the goal of this vision is to move into the experience, the experience, not the belief, but the experience of the connection of the energies of oneness. So we start out with the earth, and the earth is alive. The earth has feelings. The earth is aware, and the earth is part of the energy of this oneness. And as we talk about the earth, we could imagine that the earth is hearing us. And maybe the earth is thinking, wow, they know I'm here. They've taken me for granted so many lifetimes. They've abused me. They've put explosions into me. They've killed people on my surface in wars. They've had nuclear blasts. They didn't know I was feeling anything. And the earth was feeling it all. And it was hurting. And it was enduring. And so we're going to ask the earth to send her energy from her center through the floor and into our feet. And you might notice a tingling. And if you feel that, and even if you don't, you can silently say, Earth, I love you. Thank you for being my host for so many lifetimes. And we bring the energy up from the earth into our feet, through our legs, through our calves, through our groin, through our solar plexus, through our chest, through our neck, and into our head. It's like a finger of energy coming through the floor and moving through our bodies. And we are now grounded. We are connected to the earth. And that connection is always there, waiting for you to tune into it. Now we're going to move that energy, and we're just using our imagination, through the top of our head. And imagine it is 1 foot above your head. Can you place the focus of your attention on the area a foot above your head? And you might see the energy moving through the top of your head, sometimes called your crown chakra, to that space above your head. And we're going to continue to move that energy up through our room, up to the ceiling. And now we're going to pop through the ceiling. And for some of you, you're going to be in under the sky, and for others, you're going to be in somebody else's room. And we're going to move through all the rooms till we get to the roof, and we're going to pop through the roof, and now we are in the sky above our home or wherever we are. And we're going to keep moving. We're going to move through the clouds. We're going to move through the outer energy fields of Earth. Some of you can feel something shifting in your body. We're going to keep moving up, up, and away, and we come to a point where all of our energies converge, where we touch each other. And we can imagine that we're really doing this, that we're really touching each other in our energy fields. And while we're doing that, we can say, I love you, to everyone on this line and to everyone listening to the replays. Now, we're in an invisible area, so we really can't see anything. But take note of how your body is shifting, how it's relaxing, how it feels a sense of connection, a sense of belonging. We're moving into a place of truth, of oneness. And we're not glom there. We're just temporarily touching into it. This is free will. And you're visiting that place where everything is connected. You can imagine just the fact that we're doing this in a group is projecting an energy through the veil, through the contraction. You're moving above whatever level of contraction you have. And we are now creating a shining light in the cosmos, all of us together. And we're going to invite our group souls to join with us. We're going to imagine that they can see that shining light. They said, even when I was first asking questions to Daphne, I said, how can you notice us when there's so many billions of people down there? And they said, we can see it when people penetrate through the veil. We can see their light penetrating through. So right now, just imagine that you're being seen and they're joining us. And some of you might have noticed when I said they were joining us, there was a shift in energy inside you. Some of you are feeling around your third eye, around your forehead, around the top of your head, all this energy. Remember, you're here and you're there. And you can't take inventory there. This is like faith that maybe this is happening. But you can take inventory of how your body feels and notice the shifts. And it's your own question. Why is that shift happening? Why does my body feel different when he says that? So we've made a huge conglomerate energy outside of the Earth realm, somewhere in another dimension, and it's all of us here, all of us on the replays, and our group souls. And now we're going to bring that energy back down and directly move it through our body and see how that feels. So we're coming down the same way we went up. We went up through the clouds, we went up through the cosmos. But when we come down, we're plugged in to this energy. When we went up, it was just us and the earth. Now we have a lot of friends, energetic friends, sharing space with us. And we're coming down, and we come through the crown chakra, the top of our head. And can you feel that in your head? Can you feel the energy? Remember how it felt when we started. Now you can move this energy. If there's any place in your head that feels tense, send the energy to that place and ask it to relax, to let go into the energy. We go through our neck. Any place where the energy is stuck, you send it there. usually everybody could usually have a little help with their teeth and gums. So see this energy as little clouds surrounding your teeth and gums. And ask it if it can heal any cavities, that it does it, any dysfunctions. Okay, now we're going to go, we went through our neck, and we're going to look at our chest. Now, you know, the chest is where your heart is. It is where compassion starts. We're going to look at our hearts. And everybody has things in their heart that they're holding. And this compressing your heart. What compresses your heart energy? Remember, they're telling us to graduate this realm, our heart has to be 51% open. So this is a time to let go of things and get that heart open. Do you have any resentment towards anyone? Surround them in this energy. How about your parents? They brought you up and they left you with all these hang-ups. Do you have anger for your parents? You know, they did what they did because they didn't know any better. So let's forgive our parents if you need to. How about all the people you loved that abandoned you? Are you still angry with them? Remember how hurt you were? You opened up, you were vulnerable, and they discarded you, and they took you for granted. You got to forgive them. It doesn't mean you have to be their friend. It doesn't mean you have to condone their actions. But if you don't forgive them, you're holding points against you in opening your heart. People that didn't pay you back money. People that really left you broke and didn't care, and you thought they were your friend. And finally, the chances are all the things I just said that other people did to you, it's a good chance you did it to other people, if not this life or other lives. And it's okay that you did those things because that was in the past. And right now, you can forgive yourself and let it all go and be free of it. If you don't free yourself from those things in the past, it leaves guilt. And if you have guilt, it closes your heart down. Now, don't keep doing them, though. If you want to have an open heart, if you want to start reaching high spiritual realms, never, ever lie. Be very aware of your relationships with other people and don't create new karma. Learn how that works. You can't use somebody and abandon them because that creates karma. That creates guilt. Be very clear in your relationships if you want to open your heart. And let's move from our heart to our solar plexus. Now, you know, having an open heart does not mean wearing your heart on your sleeve. There's two qualities to add to an open heart that make it much more effective. One of them is wisdom. Wisdom is up higher. It's up in the neck, third eye area. And wisdom has to do with having discernment. Like, when you have discernment, you learn how to read people before they do something to you, and you say, I'm staying away from that. When you don't have discernment, you keep getting involved and you get hurt, and after enough times, you start having discernment. There's no quick way to bring discernment, although consider things carefully, learn from the wisdom of other people, learn from the experiences of other people, and, you know, something I told a friend of mine yesterday, don't trust people. You know, trust is not the same as unconditional love. Don't trust people. Realize that every time you have a new relationship with someone, that trust is something that will be earned over time. It's not something to be given blindly. And if you decide to give something blindly, it's okay to do that. Just don't give more than you can afford to lose. In other words, if you're going to loan somebody money, maybe you can loan them $10. And if they don't pay you back, just take a breath and say, okay, go on, it's okay. And you'll learn from that that you can't trust that person, perhaps. But don't loan them $10,000, because now you might be homeless if they don't pay you back. So never risk more than you can afford to lose, even in relationships. Let people prove themselves over time. That's why courtship can be important, because over a period of time, you'll find out what really makes someone tick. So the solar plexus is power. Another important force that a human has, quality, that helps with an open heart. Because power protects you. It gives you the ability to create boundaries and to choose when your boundaries open or shut. And when you have an open heart, you don't have to monitor it. An open heart radiates into the space. You don't have to decide who to love and who not to love. The heart opens and it changes the energy around you. But when you get personally vulnerable with someone, that's not the same as unconditional love. And that's where you need the qualities of wisdom and power. People who have open hearts, sometimes they go to the supermarket and they feel the energies of everyone. So your power chakra, your power solar plexus, allows you to project an energy around you that keeps people's energies at a distance. So I want you to all to feel your solar plexus. Take a moment and tap your tummy. And as you tap it, I want you to see energy going into that area. Have you ever seen martial arts or sushi people making sushi? They make guttural sounds from their solar plexus. Why? It increases the energy in their power chakra. We can do that together for a moment. And if no one's around you that'll think you're crazy, if you have people in the other room, they're not going to understand, so you can decide if you want to do it. But what's a guttural sound from your solar plexus? Ah! You ever hear martial arts people do that? If you do it, get it down low. Don't do, ah, that's not from your solar plexus. It's put your hand in your solar plexus and feel your diaphragm tighten when you do it and go, ah! practice doing that and help bring energy into that solar plexus area. I should unmute the lines, but I'm not going to. Maybe next week. We'll do it together and hear how that sounds over the phone. Okay. That must be hives. And then we go down to our second chakra. What is our second chakra? Our second chakra is our sex chakra, our genitals area. And that's an area that needs energy in it just as well as the heart and the solar plexus. You know, our bodies are animal bodies. That's just the way it is. And you have to accept your animal side without judging it and without abusing other people with it. So each of us has to develop our own relationship with our second chakra. We all have, some of us, I won't say all, but some of us have different needs than other people. And you have to learn to be true to your needs in that area. Because if you're not, it starts to shut down all your other energies. And the higher realms don't care whether you are bi, hetero, mono. The only thing that matters is that you don't create hurt for other people and you don't create shame for yourself, because there's an area here where you can have shame. And the shame may not even be because you did anything wrong. It may be because of your condition. Maybe that if you happen to have, say, gay urges, maybe you've been trained all your life that that's wrong, and you feel ashamed of it. As when we've talked to our sources about this, and we've had questions, they said, you know, over many lifetimes, sometimes a male comes back as a female, or a female comes back as a male, and they change sexes, but they still have some of the energies of their former sex. So they tend to be attracted to the same partner, what would seem to be the same partner, but they're still carrying the polarity of the opposite partner. So this is something everybody has to figure out for themselves. And there's no right or wrong, just to not hurt people. Leave people better than you find them. It's best to have a long-term relationship. It's best. It's easier. But if you can't, leave somebody better than you find them, so there's no karma involved. And now we go down through our legs, through our feet, through our root chakra at the base of our spine, and we reconnect to the earth. And let's take a moment and feel what we've done. See if you can feel everything simultaneously, the connection to the higher realms and the connection to the earth. And your body is in the middle. Now, while you have this connection, I want you to put things in the light. I want you to imagine that our sources, and they say they can do this, are telepathic. And they can read your thoughts. Now, don't do this if you feel the least bit like your privacy is going to be violated or something else. if you don't trust us, don't do it. Just stay neutral here. But if you've been kind of coming to trust us in this expanded space you're in, I want you to put things in the light and say, okay, I'm open to receiving help on this area of my health. I'd like to send the light to my friend who's in the hospital. I'd like to send the light to my partner because we're not understanding each other. I'd like to ask for understanding. I'd like to send the light to my neighbors who are having a fight. I'd like to send the light to our planet for healing. You can decide. But we're going to have some silence now. And I want you to think those thoughts of where you need assistance. And the more focused, the higher your intent, the more connected, the more chances of a shift. And now I am going to go through some of the things on our list. Let's see, it's 11:11. We're actually making good time. 11:11. Funny, I looked at the clock then. So I'm just going to name the person's name and what they're asking for. And I'm going to send this list to all of you. And perhaps you could continue this exercise later in the day or any time in the week if you want to, and read this down for yourself and kind of send the light to these people. Send your love to them, okay? This is Margaret Nash in British Columbia, suffering from severe radiation complications, chronic pain, mobility, resentments, tired of the whole thing. All right, Margaret. Helma Gump in Port Townsend, Washington. Clarity for her next move in her life. Thank you. Al Fernando, laid off from work on Friday. 5 kids, mortgage, and an ailing mother-in-law. Place me and my family and my future in the light. Kathy Darling, Roseville, California. My mother is such a wonderful, giving, loving soul, and she's a lot of pain every day physically and emotionally. I would love to put her into the light to relieve her pain and help her heal and let go of her internal and external pain. Patricia Hennessy, lymphoma. The right leg is the size of a tree. Thank you much. Michael Adler. Thank you, Michael. Every week, he's very important. Freedom of speech, assembly expression, creative license, protest, and to bring the U.S. Constitution back and the Bill of Rights so it's being enforced. Anna Christensen, to hold Chloe in the light and to assist in her transition and to help me deal with my grief and my guilt. That's Anna in Seattle, Pat in Birmingham. Protect Gaia in our area, I suppose she means in Birmingham. With progress, stop construction of 6-lane highway, Northern Beltline. That's hard to do, Pat. A lot of forces are involved in creating a 6-lane highway that have their intent. But we'll put it in the light for the highest good. Mel in England. Love light to Dogba's foot. He's a 21-year-old Ivory Coast footballer, as he has been taking a long time to recover from a cracked bone in his left foot. And love light for financial abundance and positive cash flow for myself and all change makers throughout the world especially Wynn, Terry, and Daphne. Thank you, Mel. Ruth Morton, my daughter is homeless and ill. She suffered a psychotic break and has thyroid disease. And we send the light to Ruth's daughter in Austin, Minnesota, Anita King. Please help my husband. He is bipolar. That's in Nanaimo, but she didn't put the state. Donna Spangenger, Canada. I would like my husband into the light. He went through open heart surgery 3 years ago and now has a part of a bull in place of his own aorta. He's not been himself since. He tires quickly, and let's just say he can't keep up to me. Thank you for allowing me to put this request in. You know, whenever I say this, if you put it in, I want you not to think that something else is going to come in and take power over it, but that this energy is flowing through you towards that person. You're the conduit. You're the one that loves and cares for them. You're part of the process. Don't think you're giving up your own connection and power to have an outside source suddenly do it. The more you do it, the more they help. They described it like riding a bicycle, that when you ride a bicycle, your energy is transferred to the rear wheel, and it's much more powerful than walking or even just the front wheel, the gears help. They're like at the high end of the gear shift. So the more you do at the lower end, the more they can help. John Donahue, United States, want to let go of my fear and learn to live life the way God intended it to be lived. Gail Gay in Felton, my son has a heroin addiction. He told me he had quit, but I don't think he has. Help with his addiction. Thank you so very much. Remember, Gail, send him your own loving energy, and hopefully it'll take precedence and he'll reach back and feel it. Remember, you're the healer. They help, but you're the healer. Cindy Shermang, healing from my daughter Tracy, who is suffering from a lost loved one. Just a moment. Rita Baravetto, help me to heal all cancer in my body and bring myself to good health. Michael Baird, Michael has got an easy one. He just needs a good, dependable used car at a fair price. I need help with synchronicities. He's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in that I don't know much about cars, and it's imperative I get a dependable car. Marie McVie, hi, Wynn. I'd like to put my one-year-old granddaughter, Dylan, in the light. She underwent surgery for Crouzon syndrome, where her little face and her entire scalp was peeled back. She's been in a lot of pain. Poor little thing will have to undergo more surgery to correct this, unless a miracle happens. Please put her in the light today. Ron Monery is starting a business in real estate. He's always working for someone else in order to pay bills. Is there something I can do to change this situation? Ron, as soon as you start thinking in an expanded state, suddenly new ideas come to you. Read the newspaper. Let it trigger you. See what's there. There's always something to do. There's always creative ways of making money. Sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. But just be sensitive to the needs that need to be fulfilled. And as long as there's needs, there's businesses. Teresa Vigil in Pleasanton, California. What would you have me do to serve as in a career that brings joy and financial abundance? Sharon McClee in Lake Helen, Florida. My daughter Annette has not gotten a paycheck in weeks due to the company she works for is going under. She needs help getting the money to pay her bills. Sharon, help your daughter. Go look in the newspapers in Lake Helen. Look for help wanted. Find jobs that she could do. Call the people up. Help her. You can do it. As long as your daughter is open and will receive that, having another person work on a project is like adds the magic of more synchronicities to it. Morgan Nee, I'd like to put the loving relationship I'm hoping to have very soon in the light and bless it for all of us. Be well. Morgan, thank you. Morgan, and many of you out there would like to have a partner in your life, and we just send the love synchronicities for that to occur. And join some internet matchmaking service and look at people's pictures and help push the envelope. You can always say no. That's one of the things. Don't be afraid to say no. You can, if you don't try something and experiment, you won't move ahead. If you're looking for something, you have to go where that thing is to find it. You can't just sit in your house and say, okay, send me the job through the door. Look in the newspaper. Look on bulletin boards. Be creative. Get your mother to help you looking through newspapers. It helps overcome the sense of rejection if someone is helping you. But the more you do, the more you get help from the other side. Lori Lee, she wants to have the sleep issue her 16-month-old grandbaby is having. He has had difficulty sleeping since birth. And what is going on with this child? Put this child in the light and bless him with peaceful sleep and his naps and nighttime sleep. That's Lori in Wisdells, Wisconsin. And we have here Paul Heffman in Trinidad. Please allow the true divine and royal nature of the spark of life that is the God presence inside us to become fully embodied and aware of the totality of its presence as our own beloved being. Also would like to bring my energy medicine practice, conscious energetics, into the light. Thank you, Paul. Glenda Kennedy in Ackerley, Texas. S for the healing of her husband, Sean, bipolar, rage, huge problem in our family, and we're all suffering. Put them in the light. Thank you. Brad Rose in Renton, Washington. My left leg is clotted, and suddenly I can't stand or walk. This happened last Wednesday when I got sick from food poisoning. Could you please try to dissolve the clot safely? I'm in a serious crisis if this doesn't get better, and I don't have health insurance. Let's send the light to Brad's leg. Brad Rose in Renton, Washington. Jenny Rosenborough for my daughter Amy in London, Ontario, going through a separation, and we're all dealing with this sadness in her life. May she find peace, as it is all in the highest good of all concerned, that she will soon find happiness again. I want to point out, Jenny, I would never assume what's in the highest good. Put it in the highest good, but when you decide, you could be making a mistake. So just say, I asked all of these things that we ask for, we ask with two provisos. Everything is for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And Joan Anderson in Tottenham, Ontario, Canada, severe lower back pain after a fall 6 weeks ago. Healing seems to be blocked. I live alone, now in a weird chair as legs are too painful to walk. I need heavenly help to get over this. Doctors can't seem to figure it out. Thank you. That is Joan, is the second. Joan Anderson in Canada. And guess what? I went through my list. Not bad. All right. Let's see if anyone came in while I was reading that. Ellen Gump had said, awaken to my true self. Okay? All right. Helma. Helma in Port Townsend, Washington. Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Anything you want to say from your conscious self before we bring in a message?
Love and greetings to everyone.
All right. If you read my book, the Creator God book, you'll know half the book is filled with messages that Terry brought through, and we don't know what they're going to say, but I hope they don't try to individually cover all those people, okay? I don't think they will, and I'm going to send that list out to everyone in our group. If someone sent a request and would not like me to do that, please send me an email, because it has your name and your city, and if it's it's like maybe, I don't know how to do that otherwise, but let me know, and maybe that's not a good plan, but if everyone's okay with it, I'll send it to everyone. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And if you're on the call for the first time, the voice that's talking to us explains that there are a conglomerate of two group souls in other dimensions that are kind of oversouls, overseers for our planet, and that the energies that you feel on this call is connected to them, that it's actually got an intelligence to it. And they can project energy into this realm, but they can only do it when someone asks for it, or they would be violating our free will. And they call themselves Ra'an, and I turn it over to Ra'an speaking to us through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 16th of September 2012, and we are making contact with each and every person on the line or comes within the sound of our voice or reads a transcript. We are in an area that is protected. We are in an area, a source area of creation. We have the ability to create, and we are in a purified area, an area that is able to experience pure love, pure light. From this area of sanctity, we are able to reach to each and every one of you, and to provide an area of solace when you connect to us, when you experience the frequencies and the energies. And from this area of purification, you can then extend that to your loved ones whom you have put in the light. You can then extend that to the world, to the peace that you so much hope for. You can send it to each of the issues that has been brought up, to the nursing mothers everywhere, that they may have an experience of joy in the nursing of their child. we look at the earth, we see life as usual in many parts of the earth, and we see that is the majority of earth. We see situations that are standing out of trauma that individuals have focused into and are dealing with. To some extent, the answer lies outside of the trauma one is looking at. When they are looking at trauma, they are inside of the problem. When they can begin to get outside of the problem and to look at it from outside, they can begin to find solutions. The gentleman that lost his job, the answer is outside of the trauma of the losing of the job. The answer is in another area where someone is providing a job, is hoping for a job, is hoping for someone such as you that can step in and can fulfill his need for someone to do the job for him. And we say so that in each one of you, the answer lies outside of the trauma. It lies outside of the problem that one can bring in something from outside that will shed light on the problem, that will begin to dissolve the problem, that will begin to create wholeness again in your life. And that is our main message. We send, we give, we impart to each individual that is having such problem, we impart our love light to hopefully apply antiseptic to the situation, that you can begin to release the energy and the focus and look outside for the solution. We turn the show back over to Winfrey.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that really, there were a number of things that convinced me that what we were doing was real, because I was not an easy pushover to say this is real. I kept saying, how do I know they are who they say they are? Okay, they did a miracle on my sister. Maybe the negative can do that. And there were a couple of things that pushed me over the edge, and one of them was when I asked the question to through Daphne, and I said, was Terry ever anybody famous? And I really didn't expect them to answer. They do not give past lives on demand, and I can see that knowing, you know, just having them tell me whatever I want is not going to be productive for me or them, because they're very careful about information that it should actually make a difference. And oftentimes, past lives can be more of an impediment than a difference. Like when we do readings and we ask about past lives, they usually don't just say, you are so-and-so at such and such a time, but they'll say that you have this pattern that's been brought forth from a lifetime when you did thus and thus. And that's all they'll say. They're very rarely more specific than that, because that's what's important, the pattern. What is the pattern that you're working with that's come forth from the past? So when I asked, was Terry ever anybody famous, to Daphne, I was not expecting an answer. I was expecting some obscure answer. And they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. And, you know, I've told this story before. If you've heard it before, excuse me for saying it again. But there's always people on the line that never heard this story. And it's very natural for you to think, can this be real? I mean, this is kind of a pretty wacko thing we're doing here. And I think you should think that. And I just share the story because it's one of the more powerful stories. I asked them, was Terry or anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. So I did a Google search on St. Catherine of Siena. And I found the story of this woman who lived in 1300 A.D. and lived in Siena, Italy. And she was fairly young. And she would go to the local Catholic church, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And St. Catherine's dialogues with God became an official part of Catholic history, still published, still available in bookstores and on Amazon, and recognized by the Central Church. And St. Catherine, I went and read them, and there was all this wise advice. Didn't sound so much different than the way Terry sounds now, but one of the things that was emphasized in those readings was the corruption of the church. And there were many things addressing the corruption of the church. And of course, it's my contention, and that if you read our materials, you'll see how this gets put together, that it was the Ra group who was speaking through St. Catherine. And I believe we even asked that, and they said that was true. And that it's been the Ra group who has been one of the major forces in this realm, with more so than the Elohim. The Elohim have the ability to project that huge energy that we can feel. But the Ra group are the warriors who come into this realm, stay close, they keep reincarnating back even when they graduate. They get their hands dirty, and they work close in. And many of the religions were actually the creation of the Ra group. And if you want to learn more about the Ra group, you should read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because it is my contention, and I build the case, that it was Edgar Cayce channeling the Ra group. That's who spoke through him and gave all that information. So you go to my website, returnofedgar.com, and it's not very expensive. You can get it through the website on Amazon, and it's like $12 and some cents. And the Ra group in that book, half of that book, is dedicated to the channelings of what identifies itself as the Ra group, giving their counsel, their advice, and their wisdom on how to get through this time that we're in right now. And their energy is in their words. So, oh, I should mention, I was talking about Terry St. Catherine and all the stuff about St. Catherine's dialogues and that St. Catherine was channeling. The interesting thing is that Terry is the spitting image of St. Catherine. And if you haven't looked at that page on the website, I highly recommend it. It's Catherine.intelligent-infinity.com, or if you just go into the website and look at the links at the top, you'll find the link and go click on it, and you'll do a double take. And I did a double take, and it was one of the things that happened early on that said, oh my God, this is real. And each of you should not believe this, but try to walk in my shoes and ask yourself how that could be. How could they look so similar? How could they do the same thing similar things 700 years apart, 1300, 600 years apart. And what are the chances of Daphne coming up with a name out of the clear blue and Terry is the spitting image of the person? I would say pretty close to zero. And it's they don't just look alike. Their eyes are the same. Their facades are the same. Their emotional quality is similar. But go look yourself, because it's very compelling. And we're going to go now. We are doing great time-wise. My God. We're going to go into... We did a personal visualization meditation, and we're going to go now into a planetary meditation. Similar idea, but in the personal meditation, we were bringing the energies into and through our bodies to help clear our energies, to help clear negative energies in our body, and to give us a feeling of being expanded beyond all that. Now we are going to act as a team and do the same thing for our planet. The planet Earth is alive. It's a body just like us. And it has blocked energy fields all through it. And many times its energy fields are blocked because of negative thoughts and beings on this realm that are holding the space for that. So we're going to act as a group, a team. It's very powerful. We have hundreds of us listening right now. And we are going to use our ability to expand our energy outside of our bodies and connect with each other and do a planetary healing. And you're very important. This is not passive. You're active. I'm talking, but I'm not doing this. We're doing it. They're doing it. It's a group interaction. It's a group intention. And this is the exercise that saves our planet, if that's going to happen. And just by being here, you are contributing to that process. Some people say, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? The highest purpose on this planet that someone can do is to hold the energies of the higher realms into their personal bodies and walk around and never lose sight of that. Now, most of us can't do that 24/7. Even I can't do that 24/7. But for every moment you can do it, you are changing the vibration of everything around you. You are radiating out into your space. Can you feel as I'm talking the energy coming in? It's coming in from the higher realms. You're doing it. I'm not doing it. You're doing it. They're helping. This is a team effort. We need each other. It's like these group souls may have a lot of power, a lot of abilities, a lot of wisdom, but we're the ground crew. If there's no ground crew, nothing happens. They're not in this realm. Many of you volunteered to be here just to do this right now. You volunteered, and once you're here, you don't remember. This is waking you up. You're feeling the energies. You feel it coming in. It feels right. There's nothing inflictive. There's no agenda. There's nothing controlling you. It's just a loving space. And some of you got on this call this morning. You didn't know what to expect. And now you're feeling not so depressed. You're not feeling so afraid. You're not feeling scared. You're not afraid of anything in this moment. Feel the space. This is the space that generates miracles. I want you to think again, all those things we were putting in the light, that you were putting in the light, the things you need to shift. Take another moment and do it again. Right now, in the silence, the energy is stronger now than it was the first time. Let's take advantage of it and think the thoughts of, I want a job. I want to be healed of this. I want my daughter to have a good relationship with her husband. Whatever it is, put it in your mind and let it go to the universe.